Hey, welcome to the Cornerstone Church Podcast, one of the many places that we love to declare Jesus.
We see you in your life living a life of resilient faith for all of your days, and we believe that listening to this message is going to be part of strengthening your faith journey.
Enjoy the message.
We're going to kick it off in Luke 2, if you are ready, starting in verse 7. Luke 2, starting in 7, and this is where Jesus makes his grand appearance to the world. And she, who is Mary, gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him, what did she do? In swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of their Lord shone around them. And they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for who? Who? All the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." God, I thank you for today. I thank you that you were here before either one of us stepped foot in the building. God, you were here in your presence. I thank you for the message that you've given me today. I ask that it lands in good soil, that it produces something for the future. I ask that you use all of who you have made me to deliver all of you. In your mighty name, amen. Okay, so if I'm being completely honest, I know that I said that I love all things fun, all things a little messy, all things a little creative, and 95% of the time, that's true. I love a good adventure. I love getting a little bit messy. But there is one Christmas game that we play each and every year, that many of you play each and every year, and you love this game. And I know you love this game because you have told me on various occasions that you enjoy this game. But if you were to ask me on a deeper level how I felt about this game, I would have to tell you that I don't like it. That I actually roll my eyes a little bit louder, and trust me, I roll my eyes quite a bit. That I just don't like this game each and every time I play it. But before I tell you what game it is, and you come at me with all the bah-humbug comments of the year, I feel like I need to explain myself. In my opinion, this game is not intentional. This game is not specific. This game is not for you. This game is more of a burden to get anything for. And don't even get me started on the packaging of the thing. The packaging does not give it away. When you pick it up, you can actually tell what is happening with the game itself. It's a surprise each and every time. And if you haven't figured out which game I'm referring to, the game that I'm referring to is the popular White Elephant Gift Exchange. I know, I hear some amens back there, I see some thumbs up, I see some thumbs down, I see some of my life group ladies going, "What is she talking about? She plays this game with us each and every year." And I do, I play this game, but I don't like it. And here's why, because just think about it, this game is not wrapped for you. This game has nothing to do with you, and I'm probably a little scarred. I'm probably a little injured from playing this game because a few years ago, we were playing on my husband's side of the family like we always do. Every year, this game makes its grand appearance on Christmas Day, and here we are white elephanting it around. So it is my turn to go ahead and pick out a gift. So I holly jolly myself over to the Christmas tree, and I see a variety of gifts. And I pick the one that I think screams at me. You know, you just kind of look at the packaging a little bit and you're like, this is the one. So I pick it up and I walk myself on over to my seat and I sit down and I start unwrapping the gift. And for the first time in this game's history, it is actually something I like. It is something that I'm very excited for. It is a pot and pan set, and I'm like, yes! I don't know how to cook, but you best believe that for the 10th year in a row, I have now placed that I am going to lose weight and eat healthy back on my New Year's resolution list. So this pot and pan set has come at a great time. I start dreaming about all of the gourmet meals I'm going to make that I've never made in my life. I start trying to Pinterest ideas of what's going to end up on my table and all the healthy things that I'm going to make with this pot and pan set. And in the 2.5 minutes that I'm holding on to this gift, Grandma is on the other side of the room eyeing the gift that I have in my hand. And if you know how this game works, then you know that this gift can be stolen from you. And I just need to stop right there. Who created a Christmas game that promotes stealing during Christmas time? I have some questions. I really have some answers that I need. Because who? The audacity of this game creator. Oh, it's all of it. And so here comes Grandma, holly jollying herself to grab the gift that I just received, ripping me of the dreams of being a gourmet chef, and exchanges it for something that I don't even want. And don't even get me started on the packaging. If you actually pay attention to the gifts around the Christmas tree every year, do you know that they get worse? I don't know if it's just me or not, but when I first was old enough, probably around 15 years old, to purchase my first white elephant gift exchange gift that I was going to bring to our family party, I wrapped that thing so clean, so pristine. It looked amazing. You would think I was auditioning for a holiday show special. And over time, that's not exactly the case. I think I spent more time last year trying to wrap my gift and playing Tetris with the small amount of wrapping paper that I had instead of actually being able to cover all of the edges. I spent more time trying to cover the thing than I did actually buying the gift. And as I was thinking about all of the funny and creative and sometimes crazy ways that we wrap gifts each and every year, we come and we come with our presents and the ways that they come, I couldn't help but think about that first Christmas. I couldn't help but think about what it looks like. Because the thing about packaging is once you open it, you don't really remember what the packaging looked like, regardless of how it was wrapped. It's like the gift that was inside of it was the thing that you actually was needing. And the packaging and the wrapping paper is just thrown all around on Christmas morning for you to clean up yesterday or tomorrow, whatever it is. And as I was thinking about all of that and I considered all of it, I thought about that very first Christmas. And in Luke 2:7, it says, "And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger." Here is Mary in the humblest of circumstances welcoming Jesus. She didn't have the pretty wrapping paper. She didn't have bows. She didn't have a ribbon. She wasn't trying to make this look all great. She had what she had in front of her. She was in a barn. She was in a barn with animals doing all of their animal noises in the dirtiest of environments. And you cannot convince me that Mary thought this is how she was going to give birth to the Savior of the world. There is no lady in this room or online that is like, yes, I want to give birth to a baby in a barn. There is no lady that is doing that. And as I was thinking about that, on that very first Christmas, Mary, with what she had and what she had in her hand, she knew it needed to be wrapped. She knew that Jesus needed to be wrapped. And so on this very first Christmas day, Mary wraps the very first Christmas gift. She knew what she had needed to be wrapped, and the packaging of it might not have looked like much. It didn't look like she was auditioning for anything. She wasn't just trying to tape the sides. The packaging that it came in didn't scream that this was treasure, that this was valuable, that this was priceless, that this was a gift that was given to you. Do not let the packaging of something fool you. Packagings can be so deceiving. Packagings, you can have a gift that is clean and pristine and well wrapped with nothing of value inside of it. Or how my husband likes to wrap things in gift bags with somebody else's name on it that he has scribbled out, put his name on, gone underneath our sink, took some Kroger grocery bags, is using them as tissue paper, and found some black duct tape to tape around the names. As you can tell, this is a very serious thing in the Rivera household, and it's how I get some of my gifts. But what's inside of it is thoughtful. What's inside of it is something that I want. Inside of it is what I need. Because what the wrapping is covering, what's on the inside of a gift, you cannot experience the fullness of it. You have to unwrap the gift. The thing about gifts is that they have to be unwrapped. About a year ago, I was going through it, and I had a cousin who mailed me a gift, and it came in the mail, and I received it, and I was going through a very trying time in my life. I was going through all of the emotions of what I was needing to feel, and I got this gift in the mail, and this cousin knew a little bit about what was going on in my life, but when I received this gift, I felt so unworthy. I was so distracted about what was happening external to this gift, what was happening to me, that I took this gift that was well wrapped and I put it up on a shelf in my bedroom. And for weeks, I would look at this gift. I knew it existed. I knew it was there, but I would pass it week after week. And I would never open it. And I would never touch it until one day our littlest kid came to me because he was probably sick of seeing a very well-wrapped gift, brings me this gift and says, "Mom, I think this gift is for me and you forgot to give it to me because it's been sitting there for quite a while." And I snatched the gift and I was like, "No, this gift is definitely not for you. It is for me." And as I stood there holding the gift, I decided to unwrap it. And it's weeks, maybe even months, a little bit later. And as I unwrapped the gift, what was inside of it was exactly what I needed for the season that I was walking through. But because I was so distracted, because I was so in my feelings, I let my flesh take over the gift that was given to me that I never came back. Do not be so distracted by what's happening in your life that you forget to unwrap a gift, that you forget to come back to what you need to do. Do not be so distracted. And the gift of Jesus that Mary took time to wrap on that very first Christmas day, like any other gift, needs to be unwrapped. It needs to be unwrapped to be fully understood, to be fully experienced. That a gift that no matter what you try to exchange it for, produces something better in your life. It's not like a white elephant gift exchange where the wrapping's all crazy and it's thoughtless and it's not intentional. This gift is not something that can be stolen from you. This gift cannot be damaged. This gift cannot be broken, but it has endless layers to you. Jesus did not come into this world for us to simply admire the wrapping. His story of his birth, his life, his love, his sacrifice is a gift that we are meant to unwrap, to understand, and to receive. We can't just leave Jesus wrapped up in the stories of Scripture like he is some character from long, long ago. go. No, this gift is living. This gift is for your now. This gift will always be waiting for you. This gift will be there in your times of joy and in your times of struggle, in your times of peace and in your times of defeat. He will be there in your mountaintops and he will be there in your valleys. When we unwrap this gift, we get to see the depth of his heart. We get to understand more of who he is. We discover when the wrapping comes off what he has came to do. He is our Savior who is gifted to us, who calls us into relationship with him, a relationship that transforms, that moves, that can see you exactly where you're at in your lives. This gift is so hard to describe. I've been trying to describe him to you this whole time. This gift, it's a mystery. This gift cannot be described. This gift is indescribable because Paul himself in 2 Corinthians says, thanks be to God for this indescribable gift. In this gift, you find hope for your healing. God, you find peace for your anxiety. You find prosperity in your lack. You find direction when you are lost. Luke 2:10 says, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for who? All the people. This gift fits all. This gift is good for you and for me. It's a gift that cannot be held. It cannot be contained. It cannot be broken. It cannot be damaged. Extra assembly is not required. Batteries don't need to be purchased. This gift is ready for you now, but you need to reach for it. You need to grab it. You need to unwrap it. You need to figure out what you need to do with this gift in your hand. This gift that is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I want to try to explain him for you today. He's endurably strong and he's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast and immortally strong. He's amazingly graceful and incredibly patient. Have you unwrapped this gift for yourself? He purifies and protects. He strengthens and secures. He heals and he holds. He corrects and cleanses. He is a gift from God, and he is our Savior who was born to us on that Christmas day. He guards and guides. He heals and forgives. He sympathizes and saves. He strengthens and sustains. Have you unwrapped this gift for yourself just yet? Hold on. I don't think I'm done yet. His words are enough, and his love never changes. His yoke is easy, and his burden is light. He intercedes and inspires. He motivates and moves. He teaches and trains. He satisfies and secures. He is enough for your life. Have you unwrapped this gift that I'm falling short to describe? Because the words on this screen don't even touch who he is. It doesn't come close to the ending of what it is when you come to unwrap him. Have you unwrapped this gift in your life? Have you unwrapped this gift in your life? I don't want you to walk into your next year without unwrapping, without coming to the gift, without kneeling at this gift and unwrapping the goodness of it. The goodness of who he is, the goodness of his glory, the goodness of why he came. There is no better gift than the one that was given to us. We might joke that there's gifts that continue to produce good things. But let me tell you, this is the gift that keeps on giving. That each and every time you come back to this gift, a new layer is exposed. That each and every time you come back to this gift, it has more for you. And you might be in the room today and you might say, yeah, I did unwrap that gift. But life has been lifing like it's never lifed before. And I put the wrapping back on the package. I let what my feelings were dictate how I was going to continue to unwrap this gift. And you took the gift that you once unwrapped and you put it back on a shelf and you forgot to come back to it because of a mistake that you thought you were never gonna recover from something that you're dealing with, from a shame that's from the inside. But let me tell you today that every single time I came back to this gift, every single time I approached him, he produced something better in my life. He exchanged it for something better. And each and every time I took this gift and I placed it in front of me and I started to reveal more of the layers, every time I would peel back a layer would fall off of me. Each and every time I came back to this gift with my shame, with my defeat, with my misery, with my unsteadiness, each and every time I took one layer off of this gift, it took a layer off of me so I could walk in my freedom, so that I could walk in fullness, so I can walk in his goodness, so I didn't have to live in shame. Church, he is a good, good God. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. But have you unwrapped this gift? Have you continued to unwrap this gift in your life? And there's people all around the room today, and I know you're here, who have never came and unwrapped the gift to start with. Today's your day. I don't want you to walk into a Christmas season, into a new year, wondering what is it like if I went and unwrapped those layers. And there's so many of you in the room that you rewrapped that gift. You put them back on a shelf. And today, I want you to continue to go back. I want you to take him off the shelf because he is waiting for you. He was always there for you. And today is your day to say, I am going to continue to unwrap this gift. This gift that was good and this gift that was intentional, this gift that was given to me. And if that is you, I want you to raise your hand all across the room today. I want you to say that I'm not walking in to my next year. I see your hands going up. The team is responding right now. If this is you, then I know that God has good things in store for you. I see you in the back over there. There is no better gift to be given on this Christmas season than the gift of Jesus himself. And church, right here, all across the room, we have people that were giving their lives to Jesus for the first time. So if you can stand on your feet, if you can say thank you to Jesus for his incredible gift, for his indescribable gift. We had people all across the room that said, this is my time. And God, I thank you for what you did in this room today. If everybody in the room can repeat after me and support those who are joining online and all across this room who gave their lives to Jesus today. Jesus would come to you today. You are the gift. God, we want to unwrap more of you. I don't claim to be perfect, but I know you are. And today, I release all of me, and I want to walk in your fullness. Today is the day that I will walk fully for you. Come on, church, in his great name.